As the number of the unemployed rise, the country's food banks are also struggling to feed more people who are now unemployed or just down on their financial luck. Today, the region's biggest food bank, America's Second Harvest of Tampa Bay, conducted their 14th annual Empty Bowls Luncheon at Likes Gaslight Park in downtown Tampa. Wendy Zell is event coordinator for the organization.
Well, what's happening is we have a sponsor that has donated all the food, and they are serving soup, bread, apple, and water, and that's pretty much what you would have if you went to a soup kitchen. And the idea is that we're honoring those less fortunate today, and we're trying to make a difference in their lives. And everybody also gets to go and select a bowl that was handcrafted and made by a school student, usually elementary school, who we've gone out and give presentations to so they know why they're making the bowl and they know what's going on in their world. And these families take these bowls home and keep them as a memento and to remind them that, you know, there are people out there that need our help, and charity begins at home, and we need to take care of our own, and that's what we're trying to do.
Never more than right now. Today we got new unemployment numbers, biggest in 16 years. When we think the pressure on food banks is only going to increase beyond these holidays, deep into next year.
Deep into next year. And what people forget is that we're 24/7 all year long, not just during the holidays. And during those other months, we're always suffering anyway because people forget about it. But this more than ever, because of the unemployment rate and the, you know, unstable economy, our donations are down, but the need has just risen through the roof. So I feel the best way is to let people know, inform them, create some awareness about it, because I don't think people are happy to know that children in their own community are going to bed without having something to eat.
The Wall Street Journal reported today that food banks historically have depended on food donations from food manufacturers and large supermarket chains. But in recent years, production of canned foods, long a staple for food banks, has steadily fallen as American preferences have shifted towards fresh food, and food from government programs in recent years has also dropped. Pat Rogers is the director of America's Second Harvest of Tampa Bay.
When I arrived in October, the shelves were bare, and now through the food drives and Thanksgiving, they're filling up. But once, you know, Christmas ends, we'll be back to really working hard with every possible food supplier we could. And the traditional dry goods, as you talk about, is maybe steady. Maybe we're trying to find more sources. But yes, we are trying to turn to fresh food products and or recovered food from restaurants to help build our food offering.
And now you mentioned with the Sweet Bay, I guess you got some sponsorship from them today. How does that work with them? I mean, do you get a lot, some of their food that somehow they can't use?
Yeah, they call it like scratch and dent. You know, things that as a consumer you might not pick off from the shelves because it has a little tear, the box is a little crushed. They pull that off and they send that to us, and we pick it up weekly.
According to America's Second Harvest's parent organization, Feeding America, demand at food banks is up about 25% across the country from a year ago, including a surge in first-time clients. Wendy Zeller from America's Second Harvest of Tampa Bay says people looking to help their organization out don't need to spend a dime, though they can if they wish.
You know, everybody thinks that when you need help that you're immediately asking for a check, and that's not the way. If you've got a talent, if you've got an aspiration or something that you would love to do that we could benefit from, come share your talents with us. Come volunteer with us. Host a canned food drive with your church or with your neighborhood or maybe one of your children's schools. We always need food, and canned food drives are the lifeline for us many, many, many months.